Well, a lot of American soccer fans were betting, at least figuratively, on Team USA to do a lot better in the World Cup than they did this year. Yesterday's loss to Ghana knocked the USA out of the tournament, and it meant that the team didn't win a single game. Their best performance was a tie against Italy, in which, Stefan Fatsis, tell me if I'm right or not, Italy scored both the goals, one for us and one for them.
Yes, they did.
This is Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who joins us to discuss the aftermath. What happens now that the U.S. is out of the World Cup?
Well, the first thing that probably happens is that Bruce Arena, the head coach, leaves. He's been the national team coach for 8 years. That is a long time to run a national soccer team in any country. He's had more success than his predecessors combined. They did reach the quarterfinals of the 2002 World Cup. They've dominated our region, but Arena has also certainly had the best American players ever to work with. It's hard to know exactly what happened in Germany, but the coach deserves some of the blame.
So, who would be a likely candidate to replace him?
I think we're going to see a European this time. Someone who understands America, though, who's coached here or played here or lived here. Germany's current head coach, Jürgen Klinsmann, is mentioned a lot on the soccer blogs right now. He lives in L.A., he's married to an American, and he has good relations with the U.S. soccer officialdom. And the reason you might want to go that way is that the U.S., I think, needs to start turning its sights to Europe in terms of competition, start thinking like successful European countries in how they develop players, select them, and prepare them for big competitions.
But what does that mean? What's different? What are we doing so differently than other teams right now?
Well, philosophically, I think, is part of it. We have to try to develop the kinds of toughness and skill and vision and intuition that you see in all the best international players. And one way to do that is by the schedule. You have to play more games against tougher international competitions. You have to play Germany and England and Spain more frequently. There has to be a greater push to let more top American players go hone their games overseas because the domestic league, Major League Soccer, doesn't provide that high level of competition right now. And it also means doing the kinds of things that will help the U.S. conform to the rest of the world. One way is to change Major League Soccer's schedule. Right now, the league plays starting in the spring, ending in the fall. The rest of the world plays starting in the fall and ending in the spring. Syncing that up will help the U.S. become part of the world community.
Yeah, but that would sync the soccer season in the U.S. head-to-head against the American football season.
Well, I think we're at the point where there's a core audience of soccer fans in America that will go to games whenever the games are being played. You're not going to put the games on Sunday against the NFL. You're going to schedule them on Saturdays. And the hope is that the soccer fans will stay committed.
Now, I want to ask you about the business of televising the World Cup. Several World Cups ago, I remember seeing an American network show the soccer game with a kind of Budweiser border around it. And that was their way of getting around commercial interruptions, which they had done before. Didn't see that. I saw uninterrupted soccer games on ESPN and on the weekend on ABC television.
We've advanced far enough now where TV executives know that you can't interrupt the game. It's even an intrusion to me when ESPN cuts away to show fans watching the game in Times Square or in LA or at a stadium in Columbus, Ohio.
And they're making money this way?
Well, the jury's out on whether they're going to make money. And at this point, ABC and ESPN aren't paying much to produce these games. The organizers are the people that bought the rights from FIFA. That's going to change down the road. The imperative to be profitable is going to grow.
Well, I'll leave you a couple of seconds to be a prophet of football here. What do you think is going to happen in the 16-team tournament that the World Cup has now come down to?
Well, I think what's going to happen is that the big soccer powers are the ones that are going to persevere. It's different from 2002. Back then, we saw South Korea, Turkey, Senegal, the United States make it all the way to the quarterfinals. That's not happening this year. The only real surprise teams to advance are Ghana, Australia, and maybe Ecuador.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.